Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. On April 1st, 2008, Tata Kapandu Shitaka, an excavator operator, inadvertently uncovered two metal tubes, later identified as bronze breech-loading cannons, along with other unexpected artifacts to include copper ingots, elephant tusks, gold coins, and lengths of timber, all suggesting the remains of a shipwreck. Shitaka was not an archaeologist. He was, in fact, part of a mining operation in Namibia, on the southwest coast of Africa, and he was looking for diamonds. Shitaka reported his find to the managers of Mining Area 1, operated by Namdeb, a joint venture between the Namibian government and the De Beers Diamond Syndicate, located in a coastal zone area some 12 miles north of Oranjemund, a small town devoted primarily to the recovery of diamonds. The area is a maximum security zone, with strict limitations for access and circulation within. The mining system is itself unique. The site is directly on the Atlantic coast, and so, in order to excavate, large sand seawalls are constructed to prevent the entry of wave and water and to create a series of enclosed basins from which the residual seawater is pumped 24 hours a day to reveal a sediment layer that is then vacuum-sucked, crushed, and screened to recover what in 2009 amounted to some 10 million carats of diamonds. Abandoned, mined out, these dry basins are immediately inundated by the sea. All work stopped on that day in 2008. What was at first a short-term salvage operation became suddenly, under Namibian law, an archaeological excavation with the site designated by government to be managed and protected as part of national heritage. There was widespread international media coverage. Professional archaeologists from Namibia, South Africa, and eventually Portugal were engaged to continue an investigation that in the first phase alone recovered more than 2,100 gold and silver coins, 20 tons of copper ingots, more cannons, additional weapons, three early astrolabes, and other navigational equipment, as well as medical instruments, tableware, and cooking utensils, a spectacular collection of cultural memory from a moment in time suddenly recovered from the sea. The ship was identified as a Portuguese nau, a type of trading vessel dating from the 16th century. In 2011, Francisco J.S. Alves, professor of archaeology and history at the University of Lisbon, released a comprehensive report of the excavation, its contents, and its findings. What has followed represents the now predictable process and ensuing conflict of interests that characterize most such discoveries. Perceived by the media as, quote, treasure, unquote, the artifacts assume a notoriety measured by market value. Governments become seduced by the prospect of sale. National and proprietary interests arise, and archaeologists debate recovery methods, conservation requirements, and publication credits. From the discovery of the Spanish galleon Atocha in the Florida Keys, to the discovery of the Titanic in the North Atlantic, to the recent multi-million-dollar discovery of the Beitung wreck near Singapore, these projects invariably make bold headlines and generated heated debate. For an excellent and entertaining survey of many of these projects, I recommend William J. Broad's The Universe Below, Discovering the Secrets of the Deep Sea. These finds embody mystery and attraction. First, they are liberated from an unexpected, forgotten place. Second, they contain revelatory historical information and cultural meaning. And third, they are a focus for the full spectrum of human emotions, from personal greed to community idealism, from secrecy to celebration. My personal view is that these finds belong not to the treasure hunters and salvers, but to the people of the nations where they are found. The mystery and attraction and information and meaning belongs to them and to all of us. Recently, at an International Maritime Museum Congress in Lisbon, I met Nazilia Marina Mubusisi from the National Museum of Namibia, and Angel Torlesias from a new maritime museum in Namibia, to be built near the Oranjemund site. These two young professionals were there to learn and exchange ideas about how to conserve and display their national treasures, and I found gratifying and delightful their knowledge, enthusiasm, and determination to share the exceptional history accidentally uncovered by Tate Kapandu Shitaka in amongst the diamonds with their countrymen and the world. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU, Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.